You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to a solo episode. Me. My guest did not show up, so I just decided to take it upon myself to why not do a solo episode. I haven't done one in a while, and so I really enjoyed it. My favorite things that I talked about was, obviously, I talked about Warzone, playing that video game, as well as talking about just the healing work that I'm doing as far as the spiritual healing stuff I'm doing, as well as talking about Linda Moulton Howe and the Ebens, which is a type of alien race, as well as my newest video, music video I'm working on called The Pod in Which We Travel. So thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a special guest tonight on the Stevie Weeby Show. It's Stevie Weeby. Hi. So we're kind of scrambling just now because my guest didn't show up. But he's always welcome on the Stevie Weeby Show. So I just decided to do a solo one since I haven't done one in a long, very long time. And it's going to be good because I have a lot of things I wanted to talk about. I have a lot of topics, not a lot, but just relevant topics. I want to first start off with a war zone, okay? My internet went out. Before my internet went out, I was playing with Eric and my brother, and I was playing late at night, and people have been asking. I've had a lot of friend requests, and I'm thinking, I accepted all of them, and people are asking me, Steve, you should Twitch, you should Twitch, you should Twitch, you should Twitch, and I'm 50-50 about it. I did Twitch last week, and it came out okay. The only problem was, since it's cross-platform, there's, for some reason, I had the settings off, but you couldn't hear my brother and our friend Matt from Wales. Shout out to Matt. And we couldn't hear their voices. But yeah, we game for about 2 hours, and I wanted to talk about why I think the game is relevant or not relevant, but addicting. I think, look, I'm a big fan of war movies. Platoon, Deer Hunter, Saving Private Ryan, Apocalypse Now. And I think that when you play Warzone, it's very fun because every time you drop from the helicopter or like the plane, it's like a different war movie. It's a different narrative. You know, I've had moments where in Farmland, I've hidden in the barn there at the bottom and just waited for 20 minutes with my brother, me pointing a machine gun at the stairs, and my brother with his RPG pointing at the other door. And if you know this area at Farmland, it's you can only enter in two different areas, either the stairs or the door. And my whole reasoning why I feel safe is because when I see their thighs walking or their feet, I start shooting immediately. You know, I think the most important thing about Warzone is awareness, which I'm trying to get better at. But if a lot of the times when my brother goes, shut up, we're trying to listen to footsteps. And whenever I hear, we're silent, okay? And so once I see that first, the movement, the first couple footsteps going down the staircase there, I shoot immediately at their thighs. So I have a machine gun on my... And then I usually win maybe 60% of those. But what happened last time when I played with my brother, they knew we were there because they set UAVs, which they could, if you don't have Ghost or Cold-Blooded, they could they know they could detect where you are. And so they were smart because they entered strategically with a riot shield. So a riot shield is a shield that protects them from the frontal protection. So we shot two RPGs at them, and they deflected it, and they just went, and then they shot us. So another aspect that I like is, because I did the update as well, is the variety of weapons. I don't like the burst ARs because I tend to just put my finger on the trigger down. And with the burst AR, you have to continue click, click, click. It's like a pulse rifle in Destiny. And then I know is it called the FAL? The FAL is similar. It's similar to a scout rifle in Destiny where it's like single shots. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 you know what I mean? You have to do that. So I'm leaning, I like the Harpy, which is a submachine gun. It's a blue submachine gun. I like the P90. I did start off with the Odins, but I'm tending to lean more towards the submachine gun AR, the purples and the oranges, okay? And I just learned how to use C4. I used to just throw it. I didn't know how to press X to detonate it, okay? There's a lot of aspects I'm learning, okay? I don't know how to do the air assault. It's funny because when I played with my girlfriend, Ilani, because we were playing together as a couple for a while, she accidentally did an airstrike on ourselves. So we blew ourselves up. So there's a lot of aspects to the game that you have to like really, you know, like the recons. So the recons are like the question marks or the flags where I didn't know the purpose of the recons. I thought you were just doing them to get weapons out of the chest or whatever. But the purpose of these recons is to, what happens is you start in this virtual big map, right? But as the gas comes in, the circle, you have to stay within the circle, get smaller and smaller. The recons and scavengers allow you to, I don't know which one does what, but one of them allows you to see where the future end result circle will be, and that will be in yellow, okay? I just learned that, Ren. I just learned that. Yeah, so you're learning something too by talking about this.
Go to the Pikachu from WFE.
Yeah, shout out to Arthur. Shout out to Pikachu.
He was asking me to drop some money for him.
Yeah.
He dropped me $21.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how. And you just hear go.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, and then that.
And I felt yeah. like such a failure.
Yeah, so I did too. So that these are all learning things. You press, you know, down on your D-pad and then you press right bumper to drop that. You could even drop a weapon for your teammates. But I didn't want to talk the whole time about Warzone. I look, my internet's down now. My guests didn't show up. but I am planning in the future to maybe film or Twitch more Warzone. The unfortunate part is we game at odd times, 2-3 in the morning, but it's okay. This is the thing. I was also thinking about this, especially for my patrons, right? Maybe doing a thing, because a lot of them, I played with one or two already. Maybe doing a thing where I could do a bonus night where I film with a random fan or a person on, you know, my friends list, you know, just to, you know, just to have a different like type of video, you know? So, yeah, I do love the game. I do still play Destiny 2. I'm still open to Twitching and you know, I need to learn how to use the Elgato and all that stuff to as far as editing purposes, okay? So the next thing I wanted to, we're going to keep this shorter, by the way, since, you know, I haven't done this in a while. I'm a little cold, you know? But I wanted to talk about a new music video that I'm working on, which is called The Pod in Which We Travel, okay? So we're currently, me and my longtime friend, me and Craig, we're gathering ideas. Let me just describe to you. It's a science fiction song of when you die, but there's a science fiction approach to it as far as like transporting to a different dimension or, you know, like throughout space in a pod, like a spaceship, right? So it's a science fiction song. So and this is Craig's idea, he bought a Matchbox set, right? So we're going to have a whole setup, like a car setup, right? A whole runway where we're going to attach a egg pod, like contraption to the Matchbox car and do it in slow motion. But as, I'll give you an example. Let me just grab one of the backgrounds. This is just one of them. There's going to be eight. So as you can see, each background that the car is going to go through here, right? Through the track. Each background is going to have a different theme. So this one is the Ebens, okay? Extraterrestrial biological entities, okay? These are the Ebens, and you might be asking, what are you talking about? Are these alien grays? No, these are a different type of alien. They're not the grays. They're a lot more intelligent and advanced than the alien grays, okay? Those are little droids, all right? They're like clones, or they're not as intelligent. These are highly, highly advanced extraterrestrial beings, all right? So each background's going to have, I have the reptilian, the Draconian reptilians on one, I'll have grays on another, I have Palladians, I'm going to have Andromedans, and so on and so forth. So yeah, so I didn't want to reveal too much, but I want to talk a lot, I just want to talk about where I'm at. I've been working hard on these poster boards here. So we're going to do that. I also bought a cone head, like, you know, the cone head that, you know, Dan Aykroyd used to wear. So, and a Star Trek outfit. So I'm going to be either dancing or rapping my parts, you know, and it's going to be in slow motion. Okay. It's going to be in slow motion, and we're going to even maybe do some reversal slow. I don't want to reveal too much. We got a green screen, we got outer space, you know, like settings as far as, you know, like me with the cone head and even extra. It's not going to be as good as a movie quality. You're going to get, like, because it's going to be filmed on a GoPro, okay?
Yeah.
So it's going to be filmed on a GoPro, And it's going to be, it's going to be just a artistic approach, like a do-it-yourself approach. Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be different. Okay, so because I figured, why not? I think it's a it's an interesting song. People liked. It's going to be a lot different than the Goodbye Balloon video. Which thanks for watching, checking that out. That's at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/StevieWeeby. But yeah, I think this is very important, just to because I do believe in that we are not alone in this universe. I'm after tonight. I'm going to be listening to Linda Moulton Howe's Earth Files YouTube channel, and I gain a lot of knowledge and information. I look up to these researchers in this field. She's interesting because she's written books, and but not only that, she's actually the way she got into her research is studying animal abductions, where these cows or whatever cattle were abducted, and there was no traces of footsteps or blood, or they're perfect incisions where these animals were abducted, you know. And the local sheriff in one of these towns told Linda Moulton Howe, like, "I'm going to save you time and energy. The perpetrators of these catastrophic events are monsters or visitors from a different planet. They're extraterrestrial." So that's how she got involved with her research, and I learned a lot from her. I just watched her documentary about Antarctica, and I suggest you see it. It's on Amazon Prime, about these alien bases, right, that are hidden in Antarctica, which are black, kind of like if you've seen Dune, they're like kind of like what the Harkonnens wore, you know, and they're subterranean. There's different levels below the ice, but there's on top of all that, there's a lot of imagery in on the doors, on the outside of these doors, and you know, similar to like this, you know, where it's basically the black hole sun, you know, and yeah. Well, I just did this real quick. I did it real quick. It's not a great. So basically, there's a lot of these symbols, which is a circle, and you know, and going back to you know, this is a good chance for me to talk about stuff I normally don't talk about, but even you know, like the SS Nazi symbol, the SS symbol is taken from this ancient alien symbol, you know, this black hole sun. And according to Linda Moulton Howe and other researchers, they are suspecting that even Hitler was in contact with the Palladians, which kind of makes sense because the Palladians are an alien race with blonde hair, blue eyes. So that's how he got his whole concept of the superior race or whatever. But, you know, that's not going to be mentioned in your history books. But yeah, basically, he was literally, you know, talking to the Palladians or another extraterrestrial type race with like these features, right? And then that's where they get a lot of this symbolism from. Go ahead, Ren. Well, yeah, well, I don't know. I can't answer, like, as far as their motivation or their intent, but all I know is they're known as benevolent. They're known as just kind of, like, not hostile. They're actually, but maybe he got a different interpretation from them as far as, oh, you know, like, the way, you know, they're... Because according to Linda Moulton Howe, there's three main alien races that are fighting for Earth, you know? There's the Ebens, the Draconian Reptilians, and the Palladians. Okay, so those are the three major ones, okay? There's more, okay? So I would suggest you look... you would look into Jordan Maxwell, people like David Wilcock, David Icke, Linda Moulton Howe, and Alex Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. He's actually been abducted by a race called the Andromedans, okay? So, yeah, I didn't want to get too far down the rabbit hole. I'm just trying to, you know, keep things going because these are normal things I wouldn't ask my guests unless, and I have reached out to Linda Moulton Howe to possibly get an interview with her. She has a webcast or a series called Earth Files every Wednesday on her YouTube channel. I have one of her books, and I've been really intrigued by it. But on top of that, I'm also working on, because I think we're living in a very weird time right now, obviously with current events, okay? I don't want to get too political because I'm not that political, but I want to look outside of that realm, not even political realm, because what people don't realize is there's forces outside of the political arena that are really pulling the strings, okay? Entities you can't see that could shapeshift, that have a lot more history with this planet, that have superior abilities such as telekinesis and telepathy and et cetera, okay? I wanted to bring it back to the kind of the work that I'm doing. I got a reading from a healer. Okay, so shout out to my girlfriend and Jupiter Soundscape, but it's through them that I met I think her name is Jasmine. She's a healer, and I got a tarot card reading.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
And she was pretty accurate as far as kind of like feeling out my future and me as a person. She was basically saying, did you, she's like, did you lose someone close to you recently? And I mentioned my dad's death, and she said she saw a bright light in the room. Because I am skeptical like everyone else in the world, but she was saying a lot of, things that resonated, and I kind of thought it was bullshit. Because I was thinking, oh, she could have just went on my social media and saw, because I have a whole EP on my dad and there's pictures of my dad. But she said something very interesting. She said, did your mother have a nickname or her surname that your dad used to call her? Because my mom's name now is Jeannie, but her name used to be something else. And I'm going to get to it right now. And she was like, I'm feeling like, sung or brung or tongue or is it something like that? And then that's when my hair's raised, like, you know, I okay, so that's when like I got goosebumps, right? And so I was thinking, what is she talking about? Because my mom's name was Jeannie, but then I looked into it like closer, and I'm like, wait a minute, sung, brung, tongue, it's like, oh my God, my mom's maiden name was Chung Ja. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, there's no way this is a coincidence. So she definitely got my attention. So she was basically saying, your dad, like that light that she saw, that was like my dad or something trying to contact her, because I did another Reiki healing previous with Ilani. And she said, oh, she was crying. She's like, your dad's trying to talk to you. So basically, this tarot card reader, Jasmine, through Jupiter Soundscape, she was like saying that my dad's trying to relay a message to me, you know? It kind of reminded me of like that M. Night Shyamalan movie, Sixth Sense. You know how like they're always trying to relay messages to the dead, trying to, you know? Yeah. So I was like, oh. And she was like, and then I go, and then my question back to her was, is he okay? Has he moved on? Is he in a better place? And she was implying he hasn't, he's still transitioning or something, like it's fractalized or something. And she went on to say that he wants you to check up on your mother. She's not doing good right now. Cause from what I know about my mom, it's been on a surface level. Hey, good night. I ate this tonight. I ate kimchi tonight. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. You know? And it's like, I don't know what she's going through, but according to this healer, she was like, you know, he was saying, no, your mom, be there for your mom. And another thing that kind of stuck out was, I'm the one that could, cause when my dad passed away, obviously, you know, it was devastating. My brother was non-existent basically mentally, cause he wasn't sober at the time. I didn't know, and we found out later, but then, you know, since that moment, like, we've all gone to our separate houses, you know? And so this healer was making it seem like I could be the one to bring the family together. You know what I mean? Like to heal and to really, you know, mend things and bring the family together. So that's the point. That was the main themes that I got out of that reading. You know, there's more, but I don't want to get too far into it. Red dot on? Okay. And so I wanted to, it's weird. I'm going to let the fans know, whoever's listening before, because I already talked about this. The camera just out of nowhere turned off. So I'm redoing the stuff I'm about to do now, but this is weird because maybe the universe doesn't want me to talk about this stuff. But as y'all know, I'm highly into the alien research, Linda Moulton Howe, Jordan Maxwell, all these people that I look up to. I don't get my information from the news. I get it from people in these fields, okay? Tune into Earth Files, Linda Moulton Howe, every Wednesday. I'm going to check it out tonight because we're filming this on Wednesday. My girlfriend just said this as a suggestion because this is what Ilani was doing or is still doing. She goes, babe, you should just start reading the Bible. I'm getting a lot out of it. And you know me. I don't go to church. I don't believe in religion. But what I do is in my 12-step program is I don't want to talk, you know, extensively about that because of the anonymous nature of it, but they're open to other types of literature or spiritual books that might help you throughout your journey. Okay. So she lent me her mother's Bible and she doesn't read it like a normal person. At least what I'm doing too, I'm reading it like a tarot card. You know what I'm saying? So what I did, I was like, you know, I was going through it the other day and I was like, okay, I'll try it out. So I like meditated. And so Ilani and I do, like she is teaching me, is what you do is you have the Bible closed and you meditate and you're still. And then you, whatever, similar to a tarot card, whatever you get or reach for, whatever card you go for is what you get. Okay. So I closed my eyes and I just opened it like this. And then I just looked and whatever my heart told me to read, I read. So it said, this is the first thing that I read was, better a dry crust with peace than a house full of feasting with strife. And I was thinking, dry crust? Oh my God, they're talking about my nutsack, you know? They're talking to me. Personally, you know, people already know about, like, you know, I do daily maintenance, but you know, I've had dry skin down there on my nuts, you know, dry crust. I mean, that's the only way though. I mean, I know people could be like, that's a far reach, but to me, whatever's out there, the universe was speaking directly to me. Right. So the way I internalized that or interpreted that was, it's better to be just where you're at, dry crust, but in peace, than be in this house, this huge house filled with strife. Okay. So I know. So then I that got my attention right away, immediately. And then I went to 4. It said, chapter 17, Proverbs 17:4, the evil man gives heed to wicked lips and listens to falsehood from a mischievous tongue. And that spoke directly to me because I'm not doing this anymore, but I have gone on Tiger Belly's Reddit, and there's stuff about me on there, like I'm a leech and how I don't make my own money, and that how if it wasn't for Bobby, I'd be homeless. And then, you know, which is completely untrue. I could prove to you he's helped me in the past as far as bills when I was broke, but now I have my own platform. I monetize off my videos. I have a Patreon. I have my own music, my Bandcamp that I make money off of, people downloading my music and my art. And I have stubs as far as my rent checks directly to my landlords or the real estate company. So I was thinking that, okay, because look, that in itself, Reddit, it could be helpful. It could be informative, but on the flip side, it could be a very toxic place, right? I'm not making this up. So according to 4, it's saying the evil man gives heed to wicked lips. So that would make me evil if I gave heed to wicked lips. And if I listen or look at the comments or whatever or believe the falsehood from mischievous tongue. So I internalize that. I'm like, oh, mischievous tongue. What is Reddit? This is just a whole place for mischievous tongues. It's a place of gossip. It's like where the trolls dwell. It's like people go on there to say the most toxic stuff, maybe some revealing stuff, but at the same time, there's no regard for the other person they're talking about. They'll just throw you under the bus, and whatever they hear on a thing, they'll just say, no, I heard about this. And, you know, listen. A person, look, I don't want to get into it, but you can't believe everything, even like on podcasts, like there's everyone can exaggerate. They don't really get the whole scoop of anyone's life. You know, I know there's stuff going on with other people on the internet or celebrities, but you have to see it from even a different scope outside of the scope of the news and the media and Reddit. Okay. And that's all that I'll say with that, okay? So what I'm saying is, look, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Catholic. I'm not Jehovah's Witness. I'm not a Mormon. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not any of those. What I'm doing is I'm using this book because, although the way I look at this book is this is about, it's a metaphorical, okay? Like the son that died and resurrected. It's not the S-O-N, it's the S-U-N. If you go to a lot of these churches, you'll see like the sun behind Jesus. It's astronomy. It's the zodiac signs. It's the 12 zodiac signs, okay? The 12 zodiac signs. Whoa, that's weird. There's 12 apostles, right? Even like the Last Supper has all of that. It's like the sun in the middle and then the different, you know what I mean? The different apostles representing the different seasons or broken down to 3, 3, 3, 3, right? Three, you know, the different seasons, okay? You can look more into that. I suggest you listen to Jordan Maxwell. He talks all about that, breaking down the meaning of the Bible, what it really means. It's metaphorical. I'm using it as a spiritual guide, not saying I don't believe in heaven or hell, but I do think that there are positive kind of themes throughout, because you know the one thing about the Bible, they really have empathy for the poor and the people that have less than, you know, and they frown upon like the rich king, or you know what I'm saying, and like how the Roman Empire or whatever, and how Babylon fell or whatever. But there's, you have to read it like a metaphor, and that's what I'm choosing to do. It's metaphorical, but then it's also definitely there's spiritual kind of themes throughout that you could most likely benefit from. You know, there's another piece of literature called Sermon on the Mount it's an added book on top of AA that, you know, they get a lot of their themes, you know, due to the Bible or whatnot. So I didn't want to talk your ear off, you know, as far as, but this is what I'm doing outside of the scenes, and it's calming me down. It's making me focus more because I feel like we're living in a crazy time right now. And I think that there are things going on as far as these extraterrestrials or things that have been here, you know, for eons, you know, that we have no idea. And I would hope that this is exposed or revealed sometime soon, because there are, look up Antarctica, look at Linda Moulton's Howe documentary, this alien base in Antarctica. as well as her other research and books that she's done, you know, she has done extensive amounts of research and stuff, you know, as far as interviewing like naval officers and people who have gotten abducted and, you know, Ebens and reptilians and whatever, etc. All right. So how's that as far as time? Do you think that since the camera cut off, we have close to at least 30 minutes or...
Yeah, you're pushing around 30-ish minutes.
32 minutes. Okay. So I wanted to end with... I also had another musical idea. Because during this quarantine, I have been watching stuff and comedies on Netflix. And I don't know if people know this, but one of my favorite all-time comedians was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate... Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder. And, you know, I was watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the OG one with Gene Wilder, and I was bugging out as far as, like, a lot of the themes in it. You know, I got something different out of it, you know? And this is going back to stuff in the Bible, you know? Like, that's directly kind of referring to, like, you know, Charlie was the modest guy, right? And I think those other kids, like, representative, like evil, the evil, kind of like the evil side of humans, like greed and gluttony and sloth and all that. And they're like spoiled kids or whatnot. And then Charlie was the humble one. Charlie was the one that wanted to just be like, give his last cent to his grandparents and his mom. Like, here you go. You know what I'm saying? But I was really inspired by that. And then after that, definitely watch this. It's, rest in peace, Gene Wilder. Rest in peace, Richard Pryor. But I saw another movie called Stir Crazy, and I was like getting like, I was laughing so hard. It's such a funny, funny, funny movie. So I'm thinking, wouldn't it be dope? This, I'm not committing to this. I'm just putting it out there because I still have to finish this music video, but I still like creating music, and I love making beats, and I love sampling, and I love being creative and writing. What if I do an album... like a dedication, and I label it Gene. So, but then check this out, and I'll just do it like a mixtape or something. Just give it out there. But then I sample all of Gene Wilder, like even Blazing Saddles, where, you know, the Waco Kid. You know, that's a funny one too. But they sample all those movies, right? Like, you know, there's bugged out sound effects in those movies and stuff, and somehow. Collage a lot of that stuff from Gene Wilder's work and make a whole theme or album. I already envision like the album cover, you know, like just a picture of Gene Wilder, you know. And then this was another thing that made me kind of think about it more, because I was listening to Joe Rogan. Not saying I'm a fan of Elon Musk. You could think all you want about the guy, but the guy's, you know, he's doing things, you know, he's sending rockets to space or whatever. But I didn't know this, but he used to live in Gene Wilder's house. No way. Yeah, he did. So I once, that was the third sign. I'm like, because I was connecting the dots, and I was like, okay. And then I just happened to be listening to, I was laying in bed, and I'm like, wait a minute, he lived in Gene Wilder's house? And so that was another, I think, message from the universe, like, hey, kid, maybe you should do a little project like that. I think it would make for an interesting project as far as a musical project, because it'd be different than my last project was just a dedication to my dad. It was an EP, and it was mostly, the themes were about, like, you know, passing and, like, you know, songs about sorrow and grief and all that. But I think this would be kind of like a different take as far as a different approach to music. So I don't know. Look, it's kind of on the table now. I don't know if I'm going to start doing, I have to make it through this, finishing this music video. But I thought, man, that would be kind of a dope idea, you know? Concept. Yeah, concept. It's like a concept album, but it'd be dedicated to Gene Wilder. You know what I'm saying? He's like a beast. Yeah, he's a beast. Like, I look at him as like the, okay, what would be a good example? You know how motherfuckers like look at Will Ferrell? Like, he was that, but even more to me back then. He was like, just, oh, he's the man.
He's not even from my time.
Yeah. But you even said he's not from your time, but go ahead. But you're aware of him.
I'm such a big fan of everything. I mean, I've watched all the documentaries. Even into his later age, she was still super sharp.
Like, word up, man. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, with me, man, like, with me, like, at least with art and, like, music, I have to be, you know, because time is valuable, right? And I put a lot of time into, like, my music. Like, I'll spend all night just tweaking one sample and listening to one sample all night, flipping it or getting another breakbeat in there and put, you know what I'm saying? Like, I spend a lot, not only that, I spend a lot of time just writing. I spent a lot of time. So if I choose to dedicate myself to a project, I want to be excited about it. I want to be just like so hyped and like really motivated to do something, you know? So that I'm just putting that out there. I haven't fully committed to it. I'll put it out there. Comment below if you think that's a good idea. If those of you, because a lot of the people listening might be of your generation in their 20s or whatnot, but definitely look up Gene Wilder. Look up all of his movies. You won't be disappointed. Remember The Producers? He was the, like, pre-Matthew Broderick. He was in the, like, right? Wasn't he a part of that, too?
Yeah, he had his hand in so many different
things. Yeah. Well, I might be wrong with that. He was in a lot of stuff, though. Yeah. But the main ones I like, Stir Crazy, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and Blazing Saddles, for sure. I know there's more. You could comment below. But I think now we might be up to 35 to 38 minutes.
Yeah, we're
closer
to about 40 now.
Closer to 40. 38 minutes. But then I still have to do these announcements. Yeah. And we do have a low raise world. Okay. All right. So, you know, that was weird. We did fix the problem. I have to admit, I was like really scared. I'm like, oh my God. Because I thought maybe we lost all of it, like 5 minutes recorded. But we managed to get 20 minutes out of it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I was talking about some mystical stuff, man.
And
then it just went, nope. Okay. With that being said, hopefully, Little House, you're still welcome on the show. I'm not mad, brother. You know, you're always welcome as family and as a guest in my place. Okay. So I'm going to holler at you a little later to see, what happened, but we're good, but I'm still open, you know, you're always welcome, Lil House Phone. Yeah, so the guest would have been Lil House Phone from No Jumper. Okay, so with that being said, I wanted to welcome the newest patrons, Jackson, Daniel Neves, Louis Gillot, and Sean Dawson. I wanted to promote the new music video we're still working on called The Pod in Which We Travel. It's going to be a very unique artistic music video that me and my good longtime friend and neighbor Craig's been working on. I have a website called stevieweebyshow.com if you want to pick up a t-shirt or merch. Just to keep in mind, since the COVID and all this crazy stuff, your orders might be a little delayed through shipping because of the craziness going on in the world.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
But if you do order a shirt, it's going to get to you. It's just going to take a little bit longer. That's all. I just want to put that out there as well. If you choose to pick up any merch, I check that on daily. Okay. If you want to support this platform and have this still airing and surviving, go to patreon.com and help support patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Become a patron today. The social media attached to this is the Instagrams at Instagram/QUANGOU, Kwangu. That's my Korean name. That's my Instagram. All my music is on my Bandcamp, stevieweebybandcamp.com. And if you want to send your packages, we have a P.O. Box series called Stevie's P.O. Box. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. And I unbox stuff on camera. And it's a fun little kind of series that I do. With that being said, comment below on guests that you would like to see in the future, and if you would like me to do more solo episodes. I mean, I think this was good practice just to keep exercising the tongue or whatever, keeping the ball rolling. But now it's time for Little Ray's World.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens, dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
Well, what the hell do we got here? Beep looks like a goddamn tear, man. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? All right, let me see if I know what you just said in tear language there. You're telling me you used to be a depressed guy, your name was Lear, and you were contemplating jumping into the ocean, and so what happened next, my man? Okay, so you're telling me you decided one day to walk to the edge of a pier, jump in and drown yourself, and then you got eaten by some sharks, man? Well, me and Beep wrote a song about you. We are not going to mess with you, son. And it goes like this, Lear the Tear.
This one's about Lear the Tear, man. Listen up. I won't shed a tear for a goddamn tear here. What can't you hear, dear? Are you thinking clear? You jumped off a pier, sank like a chandelier at the bottom of the ocean. Yep, a bottle of some beer, Lear. What's wrong with you? You couldn't look into the mirror. Too painful to be living in the circle of a sphere. Waking up with fear instead of love holding your spear. Life campaign smear. There was mad pain near. No one to grab the wheel to control the steer. You lived 25 years on this earth, no peers. Never talked to anybody.
In about 2 weeks or so for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. And make sure you go to www.stevieweebyshow.com and pick yourself up a shirt or a hoodie or something, man. Let's get her done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.